AKT back at it.
JKT, am I getting that right?
W2JKT.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name's David. And the line has started moving.
That's got to, you know, creep along until you can pick him up and get out of there. But yeah, that was some terrific storm just south of... southwest of Spartanburg on 85, came out of it here right around I-26. So I can see the next storm up in the distance, but I'm not sure I'll actually go through it. But yeah, that was something else. High winds, real heavy rain, traffic really slowing down. So yeah, that was something else.
Over here in Powersville, and it's there's clouds all around. It's kind of like blue sky overhead, but doesn't look like any really heavy rain clouds, though. More just like cumulus clouds, but it did look kind of dark in one direction. I think that would have been north, but up here. But I don't even see that cloud now.
Well, it's probably maybe north, maybe a little bit west of north from Powdersville, if I have my geography right. Well, right between Greenville and Spartanburg on 85.
I mean, drive through the parking lot here, and I haven't picked up anybody.
Got you.
Yes, stand by.
For DJC. U2T, what you up to?
Went upstairs here for a minute and thought I'd give out a call. Hope you did okay this afternoon.
Well, I got home ahead of the rain, which is coming down out there now.
Then, because we don't have any rain, then we don't have any chance of getting any until sometime next week, I think. We just got a pretty good dose the other weekend, but it's drying up already.
So we get some every now and again. We're getting some out there. We're getting some out there today, this afternoon. So, and I'd come up and I looked out the door and I heard the noise from leaves blowing around. And I went to the door and looked out, and it was dark, and trees were swaying, and then all about 2 minutes later, down come the rain, and it come down hard for about 2 minutes. I don't know whether it's still the same now. I'm back in my radio room, and I got the blinds closed because the sun usually gets me right in the face in the morning.
Talking to one of my friends from Rock Hill a little bit earlier, and he reminded me that today is the 33rd anniversary of Hugo.
Okay, what? Oh, yeah, I remember that hurricane that come through. It come through on a Friday, and on Monday night, I was up at a town where they had canceled a ball game on Friday night and went up on Monday and called the ball game at a stadium that had just gotten their lights back on that day.
Fort Mill at the time, and we lost power for either 10 or 12 days or something like that.
Yep, my power at home went flipped off and flipped back on, so I wasn't out of power for very long at my house. Of course, the fact that it made the turn went towards Charlotte made things a little bit easier here.
Yes, the people at the plant where I was superintendent at a plant there in Fort Mill, and had to convince people to stay inside rather than trying to drive home, because we had it a lot worse there than further south, and luckily, most of them stayed. I think a couple of them left, but I had a couple of them actually leave and turn around and come back because roads were blocked. And there's a road up there that had all the nicer homes on it. It looked like somebody had run up. It just bombed there. They lost every tree up there. That would have had to be, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of hundreds of trees. I know I had 21 I lost. small ones in the backyard and back behind the yard there. It was my property, but I hadn't cleared it off. It took pretty heavy power. And, you know, luckily I had a gas water heater. But, we had to cook on the grill and that sort of thing. And the city of Fort Mill, they had to stop pumping water because they were afraid the water tank was going to get too low. And I didn't have the auxiliary pumps running at that time. So I was on the radio off and on with the races and area stuff and talking to trying to get to my plant manager who lived in Lancashire. He couldn't even get out of his driveway. He had 10 or 12 trees. Luckily, I had a couple of guys that had a front end loader to help me get stuff cleared out of my driveway so I could at least get into work. But it was several days before we got back to work. And it was just the biggest mess. I remember that very well. That's one of the reasons I keep a generator now all the time.
Yeah, a friend of mine that lives down in Charleston when that storm come through was very glad he had a generator on his place because the rest of his neighborhood was without power for 2.5 weeks. And then it started coming back in spotty. One street would get it, and the next street over would not get it. Or on one street, he said, one street he drove down, one side of the street had power back, the other side didn't. So go figure. I mean, that's South Carolina Electric Gas Company down there in the Charleston area. So, oh well, it's all what it is, and we all deal with it and then put up with it. I lived in Charleston for 20 years, so I saw a number of big hurricanes that come back through there between 57 and 76.
Prepared for it in this area, and we weren't up there either. Tornadoes are one thing, but hurricanes or something else, we never expected to get that far inland and do that much damage. But I learned my lesson now. Like I said, I keep a small one just enough to run a couple items in the house. But I consider getting one of those gas auxiliary generators, but I don't really need one. It's not, we don't have anything critical here that we'd have to run. We don't keep that much in the. We got to worry about it. They kind of taught us a lesson, Rusty. We don't keep a lot of stuff in the freezer or the refrigerator anymore either because we lost a bunch of food then. And of course, insurance wouldn't cover it. You know, they always have a deductible to cover their butts, but not cover yours.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been in that situation before myself. And well, let me go. I got to get back. I just got back home here a little while ago, and I'm trying to get caught up on a couple of things, and I need to address a couple of problems and take care of a couple of online things before I can get a few other things done. I'll catch up to you later. N4DJC, W2T, 73s for now, Jerry.
W2T, N4DJC, clear.